This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem Abayim. Today I'd like to talk about Ehrlichkeit, honesty. What means Ehrlich? What means Emes? So in the Pasuk in Parashas Shoftim, in the beginning, Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdoif. Tzedek, tzedek, a double lashon. Tzedek, tzedek, truth, righteous, honest. Tirdoif, you need to run after the tzedek. Why a lashon of tirdoif? And why the double lashon? And the pasuk continues that this is a condition. Leman tichye v'yarashta sa'aretz. Yerusha sa'aretz is dependent on this. Why? Why is Yerusha sa'aretz dependent on tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif? Tzedek, tzedek, the double lashon. You know, there's a lot of things which are true, but yet there's some false in it also. Emes, which is false. And then there's Sheker, which also has an Emes. For something to be Emes, straight through, from the beginning to the end, thorough, through and through Emes, that's called Tzedek, Tzedek. It's not just the truth. There's different types of truth. You know, people have a concept. The ends justify the means. Which means at the end, I'm trying to bring out something emes. I'm trying to do something which is truthful. So even if I do it through a slanted way, it's okay. Because that's not sheker. It's emes. The result, the kavona, the intention is emes. Yeah, but how did I get to that? Through sheker. That's not tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif. And then you have the reverse, where the emes is what you're going through to follow to something, but it's not for the right reasons. How many people will demand emes, yet for the wrong reasons? They're not truthful about why they're demanding the emes. Emes is complicated. Emes is unique. Because if there's any sheker, then it's not emes. There's no din of bittul b'roiv on emes and sheker. Sometimes when you have a little bit, a taraivis, you say bittul. Bittul b'roiv, bittul b'shishim. Could you have some emes, that bissel sheker? Then it's not emes. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif. You need to a double tzedek, fully, real tzedek. Tzedek, tzedek, real full tzedek, tirdoif. Most people, they do things more or less for emes, but mixed into it might be sheker in things they say or intentions that they have. To be emes, like I always say, there's an expression, emes la mitai. I mean, if it's emes, then it's emes. What does it mean, emes la mitai? And it's obvious that there's something called emes, which is not la mitai. The truth without the right, full, pure intentions. Or sometimes you mean the truth, but you're getting to the truth not through emes. The ultimate emes is emes. Le'amitai. Truth, thorough, fully true. We speak of the Rebbeinu Shlom's Midah. The Rebbeinu Shlom is Chaysamai Emes. The word Chaysamai could mean the stamp, or Chaysamai could also mean the conclusion. A lot of times we start off with Emes, but we can't follow through. It gets lost to us. The Emes gets lost to us along the way. Chaysomoy Emes, which means that he's Emes, and that the final stamp of everything that the Ribbono Shel'olam does is emes. That's emes l'amitai. In Nishmas we say emes atahu rishain v'atu achrain umi balodecha in lanu melech. Rosh Hashanah we say emes atahu rishain v'atu achrain. The Ribbono Shel'olam is emes. What is emes rishain and emes atahu achrain? You're in the beginning and you're the end, which means, obviously, from the beginning of time to the end of time. Maybe we could say a beautiful raya, a beautiful thought, pshat, and what it means, emes atu rishain v'atu achrain, based on Reb Chaim Vital, that it translates what we say in Nishmas, Elohei harishainim v'achrainim, Eloi hakol briois. The Ribbono Shel'olam is the gut from the earlier, and Elohei, the gut, Achrayim from the later. Pashtus, it means from the earlier people. He is the Ribbono Shel'olam, the creator. He is the gut from the earlier people, Achrayim, as well as the later people and the later generations. Reb Chaim Vital explains that there's a deeper kavana and deeper interpretation in Elikei Arishayinim V'Achroinim, that when the Ribbono Shel'olam doesn't act, it's oiskecheshbent, it's thought out, it's oiskehalten, it follows through with truth and perfection from the beginning till the end. Which means, when we do something, we only have what's in front of us, what we did. We can only take responsibility for what we've just done. Do we know the teitzais, the outcome of what we... No, we ask the Eibishta, that the Ribbono Shel'olam, please, the outcome should be good, but we can't take responsibility. There's no way for us to calculate and be responsible for what comes from our actions. The Ribbono Shel'olam, when he doesn't act, it's Elohei harishonim v'achronim from beginning till the end. In Yiddish and in Hebrew, mechushav, it's thought through, oiski cheshbet, calculated, right, emes. Maybe that's also the pshat, emes atahu rishon v'atahu achronim. That the Ribbono Shel'olam's emes is from the beginning to the end emes. Our emes, even if it is emes, sometimes it's not even emes at all, but even if we give you the benefit of the doubt, as they say, and there's emes, is it emes through and through? Is it emes from the beginning to the end? Does the emes that we start with, does it go through, follow through all the way to the end of our action? Or we lose sight and we lose focus, and it starts to wishy, waver, to sheker. Emes la'amitai is difficult. It's against the fabric of Olam Hazeh and the fabric of Adam. The Rambam, when he discusses why should a Yid do mitzvahs, why are we frum? Ask anybody, excuse me, why are you frum? Why are you shayim b'tayra mitzvahs? And you get all types of answers. In the yeshiva, this is almost one of the tests. I like to give this as a test. And I ask, tell me, why are you frum? Why are you keeping mitzvahs? And we get all interesting types of answers. What people have in their mind, why they keep mitzvahs. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Teshuva, tells us that the only reason to keep Torah mitzvahs is ha'emes, leman ha'emes, the truth for the sake of truth. What is the Rambam saying? I think the yesod that we spoke before. What I do is true, and my intentions are for the truth. Sometimes what I say and do is true, but for not the intentions of emes. Now sometimes my intentions are emes, yet it's not what I'm doing is emes, or saying is not emes. Emes leman ha-emes is the emes of Yiddishkeit. It's the emes of a ben Teira, a shayme Teira mitzvahs. His goal, his objection, what is his object of what he's trying to accomplish? What is his life's goal? Ha-emes! Leman ha-emes. To reach somewhat a level of truth in what you do for the sake of truth, and now you've begun to do Torah mitzvahs. So this is a very important thing. Tzedek. Tzedek. It's not just tzedek. It's tzedek, tzedek. Tzedek within the tzedek. Righteous within right. Truth within truth. Because even the truth sometimes has in it non-truth. Sometimes it's from within, and sometimes it's the truth is covered with sheker. Sometimes it's external to the emes is the sheker, and sometimes it's bifnim, teich teich. And that's why tzedek, tzedek, the double lashon tzedek, tzedek, tirdei. There was a person who wrote a sefer. He was very critical of Gedolim and Psakim of Gedolim, this particular one, Gadol. And he was very learned, so his attacks had some validity. This person went to take his sefer all around to get a haskama from different people, and one of those people was my Zayda, Shmuel Dov Walkin, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And my Zayda looks at the sefer and he sees that it's a sefer of attack. Everything he attacks, he's attacking one particular gadol. So my Zayda asked him, "Why are you putting out this sefer?" So the person responded with a conviction. Leman ha-emes, for the sake of truth. My Zayda asked him, "In an oilam ha-sheker? You're making a stand for emes in an oilam ha-sheker? This is an oilam ha-sheker, don't you know that? Alma de-shikra." In his wise way, Bechachme. You know what my Zayda was telling him? That's you. You think you're doing it Laman Ha'emes, but you don't know what Emes is because we live in an Alma de Shikra. The Emes also sometimes is Sheker. Sometimes what you're saying might be maybe some validity, but it's for the purpose and sake of Sheker. That's Sheker. In an Alma de Shikra, the Emes becomes facade. It's very complicated to identify the true emes. That the person who's yelling Laman ha-emes could be the biggest shakrin, and for the sake of the biggest sheker. My Zayda was bechachma, giving him techachem musar. Laman ha-emes! He's screaming. How many people scream Laman ha-emes? And they do all types of things Laman ha-emes. Yet what is the real story behind this emes? It's kuli sheker. It's sheker leman ha-sheker. And in an alma de shikra, in a world of dishonesty, this is a big nisoyin, this is a difficult task to identify the truth. Identify the truth. Everyone's searching for the truth, and everyone's claiming they have the truth, and everyone is demanding that they are the owners of truth. Yet unfortunately, in an Alma de Shikra, it can be completely off. Sheker turns into Emes. There's a beautiful mashal from the Ben Ish Chai. I once heard a beautiful mashal that the Ben Ish Chai said. this world of Alma de Shikra could be parable to a story of a dying who paskins dini chayshin mishpit, laws of conflict between man and man of money, money matters. And one such din Torah, it was pretty obvious that, let's call them Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was definitely supposed to lose the din Torah. Shimon was fully in the right, and it was pretty obvious for everyone that Shimon would be the victor in the din Torah. Reuven figures, maybe I'll try a little bit, you know, maneuvering to talk to the Dayan somehow to get him to swing it my way, to give the din Torah to me, that I should be the victor, I should win the din Torah. So he turns to the Dayan and he says, Dayan, maybe there's something we could, you know, work out under the table, maybe something, you know. The Dayan thinks to himself, I do dinei Torah. I never hardly ever get paid. I have a family full of children. I can't pay my rent. Yontif is coming, etc., etc. This one time will make an exception. So he tells him, if you give me something under the table, I'll swing the din Torah your way. The person was very happy. So the Dayan instructs him, the morning of the psak, that we're supposed to give the psak halacha, you'll take an envelope and you'll put in a good check over there for me. You'll wave the check, keep on putting it out of it in your pocket, you know, you'll show me, and I'll swing the din Torah your way, even though there is no chance that you should have won this din Torah. I'll do it. And he's thinking, all right, one time, and it's not my, you know, I can't help it, I have yontif coming, and it's all the Meir Heter. And so it was the morning of the din Torah, the psak is supposed to come, and everyone is, you know, convinced. Shimon, of course, Shimon is supposed to win. It's pretty obvious. Reuven owes him the money. Reuven takes the envelope a few times out of his, you know, pocket, moving around the envelope, making his eyes. And the Dayan swings the din Torah towards Reuven, and Reuven wins. And everyone is shocked. What could have happened? Little do they know. The envelope. So they say goodbye. They're passing by to thank the Dayan. And Reuven, under the table, slips the envelope to the Dayan. The Dayan takes it and he tells him a goodbye with a warm Tzeischem L'Shalom, a warm Yontif he gives him. The Dayan quickly runs to his back room, to the chambers in the back, and excitingly he opens up the envelope. And to his astonishment, what's in the envelope? Nothing. He begins to yell, Oylam HaSheker, take a look how dishonest this is world we live in. Yeah, it's you. This is the problem with Emes and Sheker. We're so wrapped up in Sheker that we don't even know the Emes. This world is all Sheker. It's all facade. It's all chitzoni. And therefore, we almost can't recognize the truth. Tirdaif might mean you gotta run after it because it's elusive. Tzedek, tirdaif, it's elusive. Because this world is Alma de Shikra. I'd like to share with you a Sfas Emes. V'yarashtes Haaretz. Lamantichia, you will live. If you have tzedek, tirdoif, lamantichia v'yarashtes Haaretz. Why is Yerushas Haaretz a condition if you say the truth? Says Sfas Emes, it's not referring to Haaretz, this world. It's going v'Yerusha. Haaretz, Olam Haba. Mantichia in the next world. In Olam Haba, because Emes is in Olam Haba. You create your Olam Haba if you're honest in this world. You are destined to Olam Haba, because in this world, your schayer is not a big, as they say, it's not evil to say, what, you're honest? What, are you crazy? It's not a commodity in this world. It's only for the next world. It's not referring Laman Tichy V'Yerashas Aretz Eretz Yisrael, but rather it's referring Sesfas Emes V'Yerashas Aretz and Olam Haba, which we know in Chazal it's called Alma D'Kshet, the world of truth, which today we call Olam Emes. So the Olam Emes, Laman Tichy V'Yerashta. The Medrash tells us, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, Emes got up and complained, protested. Emes protested. Sha'al makula shikrit, the whole world is sheker. I have no place, and therefore I have no place in this world because Emes is not a commodity here. Don't create the world. Alma Shekula Shikr. Midas Emes says, don't create the world. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted to create this world, so he takes the Midas Emes and he throws it to the floor. And when the Emes was thrown to the side on the floor, Rebbeinu Shel Olam went and created the world. Alzeh Nemar. Medrash says, that's the Pasuk. Emes Me'eretz Titzmach. The emes from the ground, it will sprout. Because where is the emes? It was thrown to the ground. What is the mushal and nimshal? What is the parable? What is the lesson of emes to the ground? What's the point of emes was thrown to the ground? It was pushed aside. No, it says it was pushed, suppressed to the ground, me'eretz. So I always wanted to say pshat, because everyone steps on the emes. It's on the floor because everyone's stepping on it. So that's what it means, emes mi'eretz titzlach. Kotzke, Zecher Tzadik Levrachas Chasiyagin Aleinu, Kotzke says, you know, everyone is searching for the truth and everyone's claiming that they want the truth. It's very simple. What are you searching for? We know where it is. It's on the ground. Chazal told us it's on the ground. So go, it's right there. What are you searching? Oh, I'm searching for the truth. Vazuchsta, Sidat Nafneld, that's where it is. Says the Kotzke, yeah, but you have to bend to get it. Nobody wants to bend. We know where it is. It takes bending. It takes bending that you got to bend to have truth. Truth is not going to be easy. Takes shviras hamidos. It's a mindset that you got to search it, because it ain't going to come easy. It's not going to come easy. Tirdaif, you have to run after it. I would like to add another pshat. Emes me'eres titzmach. Emes me'eres titzmach. In the ground is Olam Emes. Above this world, above the ground, you're not going to find any emes. When a person is, Layalainu, 6 feet under, that's emes. Reb Chaim Oizer, a very famous story, the great Goyin Reb Chaim Oizer, brilliance of Reb Chaim Oizer in this story. Two people came in front of Reb Chaim Oizer fighting over a piece of land. Reuven claims, it's my land. Shimon says, nope, it's mine, the land. And they're fighting between themselves. Simeinerd, Meinerd, Nein Simeine, Meinerd. And they're fighting cats and dogs. Whose erd, whose earth is it? Reb Chaim Oizer suddenly falls to the floor, and he lays his head towards the floor, and they thought maybe something happened, maybe he collapsed, and he begins to laugh, head, ear towards the ground, laughing. So they asked him, Rebbe, are you okay? He says, yeah, I'm fine. What happened? He says, something very funny happened. And that's why I'm laughing. You, Reuven, Taina, the Eld is Dinah, it's yours. Shimon here is saying that the land is his. And I listened to the land. And you know what the land said? Soon both of them will be mine. Rabbi Sai, life is short. There's an Olam HaEmes. There's a world which is there's truth. Emes mi eretz titzmach. Unfortunately, you know, life speeds by us, and then the emes, as you get older, you realize what emes is and what sheker. I would like to explain with the above all the hemshech, the psukim, and the halachas around tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif. The pasuk before tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif is loisata mishpat, loisakir ponim, loisikach shoychad. Ki ha-shoychad yavreinei chachomim v'yisaliv divrei tzadikim. Shoychad is not only in the Torah. Shoychad is in life. Our ritzonis is also sheichet. It also is a bribe. It takes us away from emes because we're blinded by what we want and therefore we don't see the truth. The anti-emes is sheichet, the sheichet of Olam Hazeh. This world, the glamour, the ambitions, and therefore we don't see the truth. It's only as we get older and our bodies get weaker and we get torn and worn from life and life situations, we start getting closer to the truth. Because the sheichat starts to dissipate. If you notice the pasuk after tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif, loisita lecha asherah kol eitz, eitzel mizbach Hashem alikecha. You're not allowed to make an asherah, a tree next to the Mizbeach. Pashut, it means in the Beis HaMikdash. A lot of times people read the Pasuk, they don't realize that the Pashut Pshat is no trees in the Beis HaMikdash. Why not? So I once saw a beautiful Pshat, no landscapes. The Beis HaMikdash doesn't need landscape. It doesn't need beautiful trees. Why? Because that's external. And external is Sheker. And what would when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you need to see the pnimius, its true essence from within, what's real, and not what's external, which is taking the eye, catching the eye. Olam, the world we live in, is helam. It's all a facade, and it catches our eye, and it takes us away from focusing on what's real and what's true. The Beis HaMikdash was emes. The Beis HaMikdash was Mekor of Tahira. You don't need landscapes to see its Yoifi. And I thought it was a beautiful pshat because it's Pashit. People fataycha for different things. But Lechoira, this is the taych Pashit. Beis HaMikdash was not allowed to have trees. Loisita lecha asherah eitzel mizbach Hashem alikecha. And if you look at the Sipurna, I found the Sipurna that seems to say exactly this you say. Trees are a chitzoinis de kiyoifi. Landscape is beautiful. It catches the eye. But it's not necessarily the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash had inner yoifi. It didn't have sheker achein. The hevel ha-yoifi. Yisha Yiras Hashem, the pnimius. We live in an external world. Olam Achitzoini. Look at the Sipurna, it's beautiful. He says the Asherah catches the eye. It's a beautiful tree. Lisita lecha Asherah Eitzel Mizbacha. Mizbeach. The pnimi, the truth. Yisha Yiras Hashem, he tesalo. Reb Chaim Ibrisk says a beautiful pshat. Reb Chaim Ibrisk explains, Loisita lecha asherah, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, this is referring to Dayan she'enu don din emes. He's a Dayan, yet he doesn't paskin true dine Torah. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif. This dying is not running after the truth. He's being right of the truth. Tzedek, tzedek. He's fataiching the pasuk a little differently. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif. That you should be right of the tzedek. Now, tirdoif means to run after. Not to be right of the, to be right of after. And this dying is not doing it. Says Reb Chaim, what does that have to do with like Sitl Chashera? Why is this analogy? This Talmud Chacham was done din she'enay emes. Why is it an analogy to the Asherah? Says Reb Chaim, something very brilliant. There's an Avodah Zarah, but you could tell it's an Avodah Zarah. It has eyes, einayim lehem v'lo yiru, einayim lehem v'lo yazinu. Every Avodah Zarah you see, it's an Avodah, it's a Getshka. The Asherah is misleading. The Asherah is a tree and it seems beautiful. Trees are beautiful. The Rabbi Yishon is beautiful. Yet what? In its essence, it's an Asherah. It's an Avodah Zarah. The Dayan externally seems like a Meirdik Dayan. With the long beard, he speaks of learning, he comes across Chashuv, yet within he's rotten. So he's like the Asherah. In Ruchnius, we have this problem where the external catches our attention and the internal nobody's that interested in. To see the essence of something, the truth. I mean, there's an expression, the true essence, truth, because you need truth to see essence. We live in a world which is external. I would like to say, according to this, maybe another pshat in why its emes was thrown to the ground and its emes me'eretz titzmach. It's like a seed, titzmach. Titzmach means that it's in the ground, literally. It's not in the ground, on the ground. It's in the ground. Lichluch. There's dirt that covers and you can't see it. When you put a seed into the ground, you don't see it. It's covered with dirt. In this world, the emes is covered, and dirt is being thrown on it, but it's me'eretz titzmach. It will sprout with all the dirt you try to cover on it. Gedolei Yisrael, throughout the generations, were maligned. Redifus. They were nirduf. Yet the kernel of truth in their words lay dormant till one day it sprouts out and the world rejoices in their words and gives honor to the author of those words. In this world, for some reason, this is the Chushma de Rachmana, that the world buries the truth. You have an expression, the truth is buried. That's the Taich. It's not me'eretz. It's not that it was thrown on top. It's thrown in the ground. And it's buried deep. And but one day, titzmach, it will sprout. With this, I think we could say, we'll come back to the pshat of tirdoif. Why tirdoif? And the answer is, even when you start with tzedek, it eludes you. It escapes. Somehow the Yetzirah finds a way to re-root you off path from emes. All things start off with a good emes, with a good perspective, objective. You want the truth. The question is, could you follow it from the beginning to the end? Chaysomoy emes is the final, is the stamp, is an emes. Very hard, and that's the pshat, tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif, because it's going to run from you, and you need to run after it to retrieve it. And this is part of the Alma de Shikra. As the world revolves, so does the emes, and it's speeding away, away, away. And the avoida is search the truth. Run after the truth. You run after it. You work hard enough at it. You will achieve it. And that's the tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif. Ehrlichkeit. 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 Yerash this aret yivarayilam haba for it. Man creates with his emes, his eternal, his dwelling in emes and oilam emes and oilam haba.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.